Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we were taught that we do not obey the commandments of the Lord for works as a part of salvation, but in obedience to the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. Baptism, then, is in the context of Christian living, not something we do in order to be saved or to stay saved. By the way, that's why we are called Baptists. We were called rebaptizers back when 250 A.D., when Stephen of Rome kicked us out of the church because we went by the Bible. But you see, baptism is biblical. And it shows what Christ did for us. He died, was buried, and rose from the dead. And so, in like manner, we are showing our identification with what he's done for us. It's a testimony to our fellow brothers and sisters now that we're saved, and to the world, that we are identifying with Christ and identifying with what he did. He died for us, was buried, and rose from the dead, and we're saying our salvation is alone in him. It's a thing of obedience. It doesn't save us. The corruptible water that's in a baptistry somewhere or in a river someplace is not equal to the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from sin. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves. And, you know, I don't argue that. I just stand on it. It's just like 2 + 2. I don't stand around and argue with people. Well, 2 + 2 may be 5. Well, in new math, it may be, but in truth, it is not. And in truth, the baptism reveals that you have identified with Christ and you've done it in obedience to him, and you did it after your salvation. And so, the circumcision was not in the realm of Christian living. They had placed it in the realm of getting saved or staying saved. What we need to learn is that Christianity has never focused on the flesh, the outward appearance, without first changing the inward. Now, let me say that again. Pay attention. This is important. Christianity has never focused on the flesh, the outward appearance, without first changing the inward. And somebody comes in and they have tattoos all over them and metal all in their face, and the Christian looks down on them. Well, look, don't look down on them. That's what the world has done to them. That's how Satan mocks them. But love those souls. Give them the gospel that the Lord will forgive them, whether they've been drug addicts, whether they've been adulterers or homosexuals, and take the power of those sins from them. You cleanse them by his blood. And you know, there are things that you don't get rid of. People have tattoos all over their body, get saved. They're not going to get rid of all those tattoos. Probably can't afford to do it. But they can be a great testimony and a trophy of Christ to show his great grace. Become some of the best workers the church can have. There are those that you didn't get the tattoos, you don't have the metal all over your face and everything, but you smoked, you did drugs, and now you've got things with your mental state, your physical state, and other states that is going to affect you the rest of your life. But God has forgiven you, he has cleansed you, and he wants to use you. We all have skeletons in the closet. No matter who you are, you have a skeleton in the closet. So don't be too quick to jump on that person and look down upon that person that has been overcome by this world, but rather seek to bring them to repentance and faith. That's what love is about. And so again, Christianity is not focused on the flesh, the outward appearance, without first changing the inward. Now, that's what Romans 12:2 says. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Conformed is an outward thing. It says, okay, you see something on the outside, you try to emulate it. It's just like taking the music of this world and you try to emulate the music of this world, but you Christianize the word. Okay, well, he says, don't do that. But be transformed. Transformation comes from the Greek word metamorpho, and it has the idea of the start of change from the inside, and it works its way out. And so they get Christ in, then he can change them and he can make them as he would, because Romans 8:29 lets us know that whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Now understand, he's not talking about the predestinated him to get saved, but he rather saved people he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. That's why in the previous verse he said all things work together for good to those that love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And there are those verses preceding that that talk about the trials and the troubles that Christians go through. But that's fine, because God is allowing to use those to conform us to the image of his dear son to make our eternity in heaven all the greater. So praise the Lord for that. Now, the Judaizers were interested in cleaning up the outside. That was their focus. They were, as Jesus stated it, whited sepulchers. Now, I like what Dr. Harry Stanley pointed out in his volume on Galatians. Listen as I read from what he said. What was offending the Judaizers was the cross, not circumcision. The cross and circumcision could never be preached together because they're the contrary to one another. This is why the Judaizers persecuted Paul. He was revealing through his preaching and teaching the very part of Christianity with which the Judaizers had a problem. You see, the cross and circumcision means you must see that circumcision cannot take away your sin. The sin had to be paid for, and it was paid for at the cross of Calvary. Now, listen to verse 12. This is very important. This may shock some of you just to consider the verse as it applies here, both in context and has a statement by itself. Listen to what the Holy Spirit of God says through the pen of the Apostle Paul. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. Let me read that again. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. That is like in the Psalms, what we call imprecatory Psalms, when there's prayer for God to cut off the enemies and to reward them accordingly. Now, that verse, today in most places and most so-called good churches, would not go off very well. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. And today we have the contemporary positive only and the emerging church and the National Council of Churches and the ecumenical movement. And God will compensate them in his time. But understand this. He would have no slaves. He that would have no slave must himself consent to have no slave. Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves, and under a just God cannot long retain it. Now, that's a quote from Abraham Lincoln, of course, back in that day, just saying, look, you guys that are against slaves don't own slaves. And then he went on to say, you want freedom for yourself, don't deny it to others, basically what he's saying there. But that also applies to the Judaizer, who would enslave these people, the local church, to their doctrine. They make it about themselves. It is interesting that the verb cut off is used here in verse 12. It actually means to mutilate or castrate. This is how he's praying. These are the words of the Holy Spirit dictated these very words to him, because he is illustrating that the Judaizers' insistence that the Galatian church be circumcised is being now compared to the pagan practice of castration. And this is, in essence, saying that Judaizers have regressed even from the true Old Testament doctrine to paganistic doctrine, as some are paganizing Christianity today. Now, some good theologians believe that it means, I wish they would die. But just think, if we preach that way on Sunday morning, as the Holy Spirit told Paul to preach, how would this world react today? Well, it doesn't matter. If God has us to preach it and it's his truth, then we ought to preach it. Now, a man left our church after heard me in a prayer saying, Lord, and this is interesting, because I didn't pray for somebody to be killed or anything like that. He was upset that I prayed, Lord, they walk out of here without Christ, disturb their sleep. Don't let them be able to sleep. Let them not have a moment of peace. Keep this gospel ever in their mind. Trouble their heart. And so he thought that that was terrible. And he just left the church. Now, I got to think about that. Let them go to hell, but don't disturb their sleep. Now, we call that compassion. And really, it's saying, I had no compassion to pray that way. But isn't that kind of like seeing a house on fire and not trying to wake the people up and not trying to help, just let them sleep because you don't want to awake them because they might not like being awake at that time. Well, it's just as crazy too. Well, here's the apostle. He prayed that way. The Holy Spirit gave him every word. And I think it's a good way to pray, because I believe that hell's a real place, and I want the gospel to go out to every man. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.